Hi, you're welcome to Otis Stories, your favorite world of inspiring stories. This story is titled The Church Monster. It is an inspiring story, and peradventure you're trying to make a decision on what church to attend or have stopped going to church because you feel confused and tired of going to church, then I recommend this story because it will guide you greatly. And as usual, I will be sharing deep secrets and insights in this story. So join me now. Here is the story titled The Church Monster. 15 years ago, I happened to have walked into my SS3 science class during break to get a book from my school bag, just to find out that a mini secondary school fellowship was having her weekly meeting there. I wasn't a part of the fellowship, so I didn't know what day in particular they met or what class they used, but that day it was held in my class. I got there, picked up my book, and was taking my leave when one of my friends, who was a member of the fellowship, tapped me to stay and sit with them for just that day. I agreed reluctantly, and that was how the journey began. As a teenager who was preparing for WAEC, NECO, and JAMB, and was opportune to hear a few testimonies of ex-students who were part of this fellowship and how they excelled effortlessly, I decided to join them. Soon after, what was supposed to be a route of escape from failing my exams became a serious business as I got genuinely converted. I passed my exams with distinctions and became one of the frontiers of this fellowship at the tertiary institution. I was zealous, preaching and converting people, until I eventually got to an environment where that fellowship had not yet been established, so I had to delve into a church. The message preached there was quite different from that of the fellowship. It was focused only on prosperity and good living. Well, years passed by and I soon got comfortable and blended into the system, until I stumbled over something that is called the church monster that shook me and threw me far off balance. But before I talk about this monster, I would like to share some of my experiences a bit more. In that church, we were told that we were saved just to enjoy, and it doesn't really matter what we do. There was a lot of lawlessness, but on every church meeting day, we were told and always reminded that it doesn't matter, and so we could do what we wanted to do. Well, we were serious with this doctrine of freedom, even as we were also experiencing success in our endeavors through our constant prayers from our pastor. Despite all the freedom, testimonies, compulsory sittings, and all that we were experiencing and enjoying in that church, there was this dissatisfaction within me. I really wanted intimacy and getting to know this God other than just succeeding in my business. One Tuesday morning, on my way to work, I was invited by someone at a filling station to come to a church program to find the real meaning of church and understand the path of Christianity in truth. was as if the person had known my inner dissatisfaction. I was so happy. So I promised her that I would definitely attend. The program was fixed for the weekend of that same week, that is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I was so eager to know the truth. I knew within me that what my church offered is not all that there is to serving God. At the program, I had something entirely different. It looked so much as the truth, but it later threw me into utter confusion. We were told a lot of stories about hellfire and a lot of things to do, not to do, so we could avoid going there. As a lady, I had to stop using a lot of things so that I could be holy. Other general things that did not pertain to only females were also itemized in that program. At first, I jumped at it all because I wanted a relationship with God over benefits. I joined them and realized that it wasn't just a program. That was what the church believed, and it was expected for all members to adhere to them, that is the rules of holiness, so that their worship would be acceptable. After about 3 years with them, I suddenly stopped going to church because all I saw was self-deceit. Many looked holy from the outward, but with very bad and dubious attitudes. They were very good at gossiping and condemning one another, yet they felt they were the only ones doing the right thing and going to heaven, and that everyone else is going to hell. I wanted to return to my former church, but they see themselves as the best, even as they live their lives anyhow. So I stopped going to church entirely until I met Miriam, my secondary school friend. She was newlywed and had recently moved to join her husband. We met at a boutique, and from there we started talking. We hung out together some days and other days visited each other. Our friendship was still rekindling when I observed something strange about her. She looked lit and seemed very different and unique. I couldn't explain what I could see, nor could I figure out what it was. In one word, she was effortlessly perfect. Then one day, I popped it up during one of our discussions. I told her that I wanted to be like her and that she should show me how to go about it. That was when she told me that she observed that I no longer go to church and would want to know why. So I narrated everything to her. And that was the first time I heard the word, the church monster. Then she went ahead to explain. As I listened to her, I could feel the dissatisfaction within me fading out gradually. I just knew I had found what I had been looking for. And out of curiosity, I asked her what the church monster was. And she said that the church monster is religion. She said that it's masquerading itself in the church, going about frightening people, telling them lots of things to do and not to do, telling them to try and be holy, and if you cannot, then God is angry with you. Then she added that most of the times we fall for this monster because there's an outward show of what looks like holiness before our eyes, but often, after a while, we then begin to question ourselves if it's ever worth it. It is the reason why many Christians say all that matters to them is to make heaven and that they don't really care about being blessed. Whereas they were saved not just to make heaven, but to also have dominion and subdue the earth. This is the reason why the wicked prosper and the righteous are oppressed, she said. Then she went further as she unveiled the secret behind her unique life. I have been there too, until I was liberated. This monster is eating up the church and depriving Christians from the real life. Look here, the secret is simple. I believe in Jesus Christ and have decided to focus on the finished work of Christ on the cross that has set me free from the law. I no longer see myself constrained to any regulation that pertains to trying to please God. Christ did it all for me and has given me righteousness as a gift. I am already holy because Christ paid an eternal price for me. Do you know that before the coming of Christ, the Israelites would kill a lamb to cleanse them of their sins for 1 year? Now you know. But the good news is that Christ became the lamb who was slain to cleanse us once and for all. Therefore, you are no longer a sinner or trying to get out of sin. Rather, you have been restored to the state God intended for man. Holy and righteous, divine and powerful. You may ask, do I now live my life the way I want? No, Christ has given us liberty from rules. So before us, nothing is bad with what you drink, eat, wear, or touch. But you have to use this liberty not by doing what you like, but by coming boldly to God. Always, without having to fear or feeling guilty of your sins. Pray always, read the Bible and pray. Confess the word over your life always and trust Christ, whose righteousness you have, to live through you by the directions of the Holy Spirit only. It would shock you that I pray 19 hours every day. In fact, I am always praying anywhere I find myself, no matter what I may be doing. This activates the power of God more and more in me, that I see myself soaring above sin as a nature, doubt, fear, and demonic attacks. Because I am in Christ, so, I am a God, and that is why I am unique. So, my wonderful readers or listeners, that was it. After that day, my life never remained the same. Wow. What an amazing, inspiring, enlightening story. I'm blessed by it, and I know you have been also blessed by it. Wow, it reminds us of the basis for our faith, the finished work of Christ Jesus, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ Jesus. Anything outside Jesus is not the way. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. And He has brought us into liberty. Liberty from man-made restrictions and all. Liberty to come boldly to the Father, to enjoy grace, to enjoy the fruits of righteousness, to enjoy the love of the Father, to enjoy fellowship with the Father, to enjoy help from the Holy Spirit. And that liberty does not say live your life the way you wish. Rather, it has upgraded us from that mentality to a place where we are free to now live our lives as the Spirit of God would want us to. We are now led by the Holy Spirit. He does it better than we would ever do it. Before now, we had to live our lives the way we could think we could or we should. But glory! We have been set free from rules, from confusion, from self-limitation to a place where we are empowered by the Holy Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit, and satisfied by the Holy Spirit. We are holy, righteous, set apart to shine and manifest the glory of God. Thank you for listening to the story. I love you and I appreciate your time. I hope to see you again and again with more inspiring stories. Hallelujah. You can visit our website, otistories.com. otistories.com for more insightful and inspiring stories. Do not forget to click on the notifications button so we can send you notifications on new stories. I love you once again. See you and God bless you.